Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The man who has his own QR code is joining us this morning. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. You got it, Dean. You know, everybody knows that.
I was dating somebody when this song came out who I annoyed beyond compare anytime this song came out, came on the radio, and I would along with it. Hope you're listening.
So, hey, the QR code is pretty cool. I saw that on your Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, I've never been QR coded before. It's my first time during my cooking segment yesterday. We've been trying to find a way to make it easy for people to get the recipes and the videos of my cooking segments. You can go to the website and get it, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. That's a lot of work to remember all that type all that in. You can get it so we automatically send it out to you every week. If you text the word cooks to 97999, that's a lot of work too.
We don't want a lot of work.
Do all that, but this QR code, which is on the screen during my segment yesterday. All you do is, point your phone at it, and it automatically pops up. It's modern technology at its finest. And I'm told that it blew up yesterday. My boss came by and said, your QR code is blowing up. So, people are for some reason, you know what it is? Bob and I have talked about this many times. People are not tuning in for the recipes or the food. As we've pointed out over and over and over again, it's whether or not I'm going to injure myself, burn myself, cut myself, lose a limb, set my shirt on fire. That's the real reason to tune in for my cooking segment every Wednesday over most of this station. That could happen. That could have been my Weber grill yesterday right there.
Hey, I did check out your blog today, and I saw the piece about Candyman, and I did not know that. I guess I just don't remember the original from 1992, but the connection to Chicago and Cabrini Green.
Yeah, this is a great, supposedly urban legend, supposedly. A movie came out in 1992, Virginia Madsen, set in Cabrini Green, based on this mythical killer who you can conjure up, supposedly, if you look into a mirror and say his name, Candyman, 5 times. Would you do it?
No.
Would you look into a mirror and take a chance and see? Because I posted that question on my social media over the weekend. They had this little pop-up display in Pioneer Court where you could actually go into a dark room with a mirror. And if you repeat his name, and I guess I don't know what happened when you go into the dark room, because I wasn't able to go over there, nor would I want to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But, you go into the room, you say his name, Candyman, 5 times. I've said it twice now. you look into a mirror, and it conjures this guy who has a hook for one hand and will kill you.
Oh, jeez.
Will just out and out kill you. Did you ever do anything like that when you were a kid?
There was something about Mary. I don't know.
Mary Worth.
Yes.
I believe in Mary Worth.
Yes. And no, because I'm a product of Catholic schools. That and the Ouija board and all that kind of stuff scared me to death.
Yeah, that's sacrilege.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's all we could do when I wasn't going ch-ch-ch when I was a kid. We had the Ouija boards because we were fascinated by it, and we often looked into a mirror with a candle and repeated, "I believe in Mary Worth," over and over and over again. And I swear I saw her one time.
I bet you did.
I swear that I conjured her one time.
Dean's report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture.
My report.
There really been no crazy. We're just having fun.
Of crazy stuff. Boy, Walter E. Smith's getting their money's worth out of this today.
What's the deal with the Stones? They are going to continue with the tour?
That's what everybody has been asking me about since the death of Charlie Watts earlier this week. Now, he wasn't even scheduled to be on the resumed tour, which has been postponed since the pandemic began. He went through a medical procedure early August, had what was termed a successful surgery, at that time, but did pass away earlier in the week. So the question was, would the Stones continue given the death of one of their founding members? And the answer to that is a yes. Chicago native Darryl Jones took over as the bassist for the group. I think it was 1993. He and I are both alum of Chicago Vocational High School on the good old south side of Chicago. So we met many years ago. We bonded over CVS, and I've been in touch with him over the past several days just to express my sympathy to him over the death of his friend. And he told me that the band has been rehearsing for the past 10 days, that the tour will go on as scheduled, that Steve Jordan, who is the drummer from Keith Richards' band, will be taking over on drums for the tour. Charlie had given his blessing for them to continue touring following his surgery, so the Stones will be honoring his wishes. They were hoping he was going to rebound for the band's 60th anniversary next year, but now it's going to be a celebration of Charlie Watts' life. This tour, the No Filter Tour, which was here in Chicago in 2019, will resume September 26th in nearby St. Louis. So, you know, if you don't mind nearby being 6 hours away.
It's really, I love St. Louis, and I go there for shows. It's fun, and you get a chance to go up on the hill and have some Italian food.
Yeah, it's not that far. Yeah. You know, for if you want to make a like a weekend of it, it's not that big of a deal.
I fell for the clickbait yesterday when it said, "See what Honey Boo Boo looks like now."
I did, too.
I was like, well, I got to see that.
I did, too. We like to think we're so sophisticated, but when it comes down to, ooh, well, I got to see what she looks like now. Honey Boo Boo, who was 6 years old when we first met her on the Toddlers and Tiaras show, got her own reality show as a result of this, just a train wreck of a family, now is 16 years old. She does not want to be called Honey Boo Boo anymore. Her real name is Alana Thompson, and Teen Vogue magazine did a spread on her. Showing what she looks like now. She looks, what do you think, Lisa? She looks okay.
She looks sophisticated. Looks, I mean, really, to come out of that family and look anything other than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
so.
With not having a horn on your head
right.
or something weird.
Yeah.
But she's a 16-year-old. You know, none of us want to look back on our pictures when we were 16 and say, oh, that was the prime of my life.
No.
But she looks perfectly fine. She wants to be a neonatal nurse now. She's trying to get straight A's. She says that she likes this Alana better than the younger Alana. Ugh. So, you know, being in the spotlight like that, I'm sure was not easy for her.
Well, and having a mother like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spider-Man trailer broke the internet record. I mean, everybody went on to look at that yesterday as well, right?
Yeah, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer was released the other day. And in its first 24 hours, got 355 million views, which is the new record for most global views in 24 hours of any trailer. It even beat out Avengers Endgame, which was the previous record holder. Sony Pictures says that it also broke the record for the most ever mentions on social media in a 24-hour period. The movie Spider-Man No Way Home, which this trailer does look cool if you are not among the 355 million people who went to go see the trailer. It does look very cool. Check it out. The movie is supposed to be coming out on December 17th.
And who got hurt on the set of Black Panther 2?
It was the actress Letitia Wright. She's the one that played Shuri in the movie, the Black Panther's sister in the movie, the brains behind all the technology. In the movie, a young actress, they were doing some stunts in Boston, working on the filming of all of this. They didn't disclose what happened, what kind of an injury, but she did have to go to the hospital. She has been released from the hospital, so that's good. And they say that the injury will not impact the shooting schedule for Black Panther Wakanda Forever that is scheduled to come out next July.
And Dr. Seuss... The experience, what is it? I'm not sure what that is, but I know you said it's coming to Chicago. What is that?
It's it sounds like a really cool exhibit. I saw some video of this. It's already been in Houston and Toronto, and sold out, completely sold out in those two cities. And we got the early word that it's going to be coming to Chicago, set up at Water Tower Place at the shopping center there. It's called the Dr. Seuss Experience. I'm told it's a multi-sensory interactive exhibit in which you walk through a maze into nine different rooms. Each room represents a different Dr. Seuss books. And in some cases, characters are there. Cat in the Hat is in one of the rooms. Horton, the Lorax, you know, many of the Dr. Seuss beloved characters are in these different rooms. But it's big and bold and imaginative and colorful. And as I say, it's going to be at Water Tower Place at the shopping center starting on October the 9th. And they are doing pre-sale of tickets now, and you can go to experienceseuss.com to get more information, to learn about the pre-sale of tickets for when it comes to Chicago. It's supposed to be here October 9th through the holidays.
Awesome. Well, great to talk to you today, Dean. Have a great day.
We'll see you tomorrow.